I like John.
It's a unique job,
Preston. Like, aren't you?
Yes, sir. It's a great challenge.
Now, let me fight. That's right. I was thinking of a little about our program here and how we get this thing handled. I mentioned one thing, Jowls. He's in a staff meeting now, and we mentioned you, which you might have in mind. It seems to me that as soon as you get your facts, I would trust you to get it early, at least. Well, as soon as you're trying to get everything mailed out, and so on, mailed out, that you should alert on a very quiet basis our friends, like, for example, Tim, the people we have to count on. By that I mean Peterson, Schlesinger, and Rakosov should know what happened here. Now, maybe they already know, but how can you do that?
I can do that, yes. I can talk to Henry and Bill.
Tim
Schlesinger already knows.
Yeah, and what does he know? That it wasn't.
He knows that it was not, never went forward.
Yeah, I want him to know. I want him to have utter confidence, you see, so that.
I have taken time out to talk to him. I went to see him Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but
he had some misgivings, and I had a long talk with him. And explained, I think, the Walters memorandum. I explained to sit him on down. Personally called Henry. Made the appointment. Reassured all the way through.
You called Henry about this?
No, sir. Jim was a little worried about the
Walters
thing.
Yeah.
And so I
worried about President Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I went over and personally had a talk with him. Jim and I are kind of long-time friends.
I just want you to know that I got my total interest in the Walters, whatever it may have been. At that point,
point, no specifics were apparently discussed, Mr. President. They just talked about constraints. They were then sent back, the result of that meeting, to have an interagency group to sit down and thoroughly work this thing out, what it was they were supposed to do. That the result of that was this 43-page plan.
Who is your witness that tells you this? This is Sullivan.
Cordello.
Cordello
is the best witness. He's been deputy director out there since the place was formed.
Honest man.
Very honest.
Right.
Very honest.
Okay, that might
then
they developed
a 43-page plan. It was signed by the four of them.
Right.
Helms, Hoover, Geiler, and Bennett.
Right.
All four of them signed it. All the recommendations were unanimous.
Except?
No except. It was unanimous when it came to you.
Right. And I approved it.
You approved it.
The policy paper.
The policy paper.
Right.
Then, and this place is kind of murky. You didn't approve it immediately. Not when it was submitted. There was a period of 2 or 3 months in that. About where the decision was discussed. Hoover, at some point, raised the objection. Now, this is the one we're trying to get on their notes on to get pinned down on the date. Because when the approval and the subsequent disapproval came, was not immediately following submission of the plan. It was some later date.
If I approved the plan, I was thinking about it last night, one day, that wouldn't have disapproved 2 days later. It doesn't sound
we're still looking to get the specific.
So what I asked about this recommendation was made to me. I approved the plan. Did I sign it or something?
No. I say you approved the plan.
I approved the policy.
It was a policy. There were no specifics in that. The Haldeman note to back to Houston, tell him to go ahead. He wrote a memo to Houston.
Saying what? Go ahead.
Saying the president has approved the plan.
Now this was the 43-page plan.
Yes. And to go ahead. But to do it with the procedures they had discussed, or words to that effect, instead of you signing out the plan. At the end of the plan, they had an option paper for you to sign on each one.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, we need to pin down, we still don't have pinned down, the precise dates on subsequently, at some point in the process, Hoover had agreed to it, and then
Tolson
got to him. He changed his mind. Now, on one copy of this plan somewhere, we're going to try to find it, Hoover wrote footnotes. This is indicated by the memorandum we have. We don't have the actual footnotes. To which he took exceptions to a number of things in there, very violent exceptions. Here to see you. Now, we don't know whether he went through Mitchell and Mitchell came or whether he came. And as a result, you, according to the words I get, or was told that the word was passed that the decision had been suspended. The goal was recalled, and the decision was held in abeyance. The goal was held in abeyance. It was suspended. It didn't come out as an absolute no. It was just a suspension of your earlier decision.
Two goals. The things were to go forward as they had been done previously.
That's right. That's right. Nothing new.
Now, that was implemented, however, by Sullivan, as we know.
Yes.
Sullivan
was the one who passed the word. Sullivan, we're going to try to get him back down here to get his notes. He's up in New England.
But he remembers that.
Yes.
He told you that on the phone.
Sullivan, what we know before. hope so.
So, all right.
A little leery of Sullivan's memory. I'm a little leery of Sullivan's memory.
That's fine. But Tardello says, what is he saying?
Tardello specifically remembers
that
Sullivan calling and telling him it was go, calling him back very shortly thereafter, telling him
no go.
And he's looking for his notes right now.
Right. Now, you have not found anybody else of the principals.
No, sir.
What about CIA?
They're checking, but they don't. They don't think that anybody out there did anything. They're checking now to make sure they want to go down into the bowels of the place. I'm sure their answer will come up next. Independently from DIA, that some of the people knew that the plan was no go.
Yeah.
It never did go. But they have not located who got the call yet.
Right.
I suspect it was Bennett. Bennett's in Korea, and I haven't been able to reach.
Right.
I think it was probably the Bennett director because he was a participant.
Right.
So this is the
one. General?
Yes, sir. He's four-star general now. He's commander.
I'll
call him and ask. Now, this morning's Washington Post, their readers plagued the business. You know, you can see it all, that the two Washington Post reporters have. Interestingly, they say that the series of burglaries, they said this was a whole pattern. There were many of them yet undisclosed, you know, what we anticipated. Wide-scale wiretappings, but they allege that these were not done by the agencies, but done by separate front groups and special groups working out of the White House. That's the worst point, Mr. President.
Well, the worst one is true.
Well, I doubt if it's true. We, you know, outside of this one group, and all the evidence indicated that they really didn't do any others. You know, Hunt was telling everything. I went back and read his testimony this morning. He swore under oath. You know, he laid it all out. But he said, no, they did no others.
They did no wiretaps and no burglaries.
No wiretaps and no burglaries, except the one of the psychiatrists. Crowe's affidavit says he knew of no other such activities.
I know no other group. I know of no other group.
I have never heard of another group. Of course, we hadn't heard of this one either, but somebody would have a rumble of it, surely. Whether there were any front groups, such as the Cubans. Now, our problem is they use Cubans in this. And obviously, the Cubans could have done a lot of things on their own. If, you know, if they play this story, every time we have a Cuban involved in a burglary, even to steal money. What I'm saying is we're going to have to work very hard because it's difficult to refute a negative, prove a negative.
The main point, though, that I regret to work on today, if I expect it's just knock the Dean papers out of the goddamn water, because the Dean papers would indicate that it was a government-wide official thing done, and it was not.
Right.
You have no evidence of any government agency doing
none
anything
whatever.
As a result of this paper.
None whatever.
None whatever.
No, sir.
Now, you have Sullivan on that, and you have Marty on
yes.
that. And you have Tardello
on that. DePaul on that. At DIE.
You got him?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right.
And I know pretty well on DIE because I monitor that one very closely.
Now, CIA, they're spent terrible.
I want to get affidavits from all these people to get them to Congress.
That's right. Now, if you get an affidavit, I think for now, I'll give you an affidavit.
I don't think there's any doubt. I get affidavits across the board.
You get your bill, you get solid. That's it. There will be nothing that's done. All right. We hope we get Guyler an affidavit.
I hope we get Guyler's affidavit.
And Bennett's.
And Bennett's. And their successor people, whoever worked in this area. I'll get one from Bernie Wells, who ran the committee.
Ran the committee, but ran it after all this.
After all this, yes.
And his committee was what? What was his committee?
That was a coordinating committee of the intelligence community to try to get them to work together. And he puts it just bluntly. He said how much we talked about being able to analyze the intelligence. The truth of the matter was that Hoover cut off liaison to all the other agencies. No agent would meet with the other agencies because Hoover would fire him. So we had this group.
The reason they had this fire meeting in the years, I know, is that every agency were bitching about Hoover, and they said, we've got to get Hoover to cooperate.
That's right.
That was what it was.
This was the whole process.
And Hoover didn't want to even meet in the same room with Helms.
That's true.
So I think what happened is he went back and thought about it a bit, and about a couple months later, when they got the go signal. And then you say they got a go signal, and 2 days later, a no signal. Is that right?
That is Cordell's recollection, and he's looking now for his notes.
He'll have notes on me.
I'm quite sure he will, coming from where he does. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they take the conversations going in and out.
Plan, whatever the goddamn thing.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you got somebody else here.
No, we have people in the Defense Intelligence Agency who know that it didn't go, but they don't know who received the word.
No, but they say they don't, they heard that it didn't
go. That's right. General Stillwell over there was there at the time.
Yeah.
And he said it did not, never went, they got the word. He doesn't remember precisely where.
God, they must have made notes on that, right? They must have made.
Whoever did the talking surely made them.
They're starring.
That's why they're trying to find out who did it.
But, based on what we have up to this point, it seems to me that you're in a position the only route we had.
don't think, let me say candidly, I do not think we should try to run an investigation out of the White House at this point.
An investigation with the newspaper leak. Christ, like the Christ of the story of my house, for example, and things like that, they're going to be more and more and
it's
more.
It's going to be more.
They're going to, they want to believe that we're, they want to believe that we have every guy dead with a bigger man in town. How much of it was so insignificant and unbelievable.
There may have been some even you didn't know about, Mr. President. You can't tell. How many private people do it?
I don't.
You know, it's.
Well, Senator Cantwell
had a lot of support on defense, and I don't know about you. Mr. President, very little hope there is done in defense
yeah,
now.
Something got there. You're probably aware of the anti-Pakistan story.
I wrote the report on that, Mr. President. I did the investigation.
Well, no, about the yeoman?
Yes, sir. The yeoman, the admiral.
Well, that's
the backing of Henry.
You know what's going on.
Mr. President, too many people about that know about that. I'm very afraid it's going to come out.
Well, if it comes up, you know, who's going to hurt it?
It's going to kill the chairman. I'm aware of it.
That's why I kept it under. I love to kill that Anderson. But
well,
we know the fact on that son of a bitch. But that goddamn yeoman,
he knew too much.
He knew too much. He gave it all to Anderson and so forth. And frankly, we just sort of let it go. And it's that they are defense. And you see where they go. We never could get it. They allowed, which is true.
That's true. You could never
find a lie detector test, but that was all. We had circumstantial evidence.
We had circumstantial evidence. That's all we had.
But we can't kill the
chairman.
We can't do it yet, apparently, for years. But boy, that is something.
Perhaps even his predecessor. It was a rough visit. You know, I interviewed the gentleman on this flight.
I
think it was well handled at the time.
But wait a minute. That comes now, Fred. That was something you said. We didn't have the information then on the press put their each one of their own.
We have, unfortunately, I'll be very candid with you. Your people over here were concerned. They started the investigation with the wrong people over there.
Oh, in defense.
Yes.
So they know.
So they know some. Soon as Mel found out about it, he told me to take it away from those people because he was straight under leaking. And then said, give me a full report so I can tell
Mel
what
knows.
Happened. Yes, sir. Mel knows the whole story. Absolutely. From top to bottom.
Sit right there on that. That's the national security, in my opinion. Well, it has more than that. I'm just not going to have more.
But you accomplished nothing, Mr. President.
We accomplished nothing except to embarrass
him and the entire
institution. It would ruin more, raise a great question against the military-industrial complex, and maybe embarrass Jack Anderson, and that's all.
I'm not even sure it would embarrass Jack Anderson.
Well, screw them. I'm not going to do it. And on that one, I simply say we don't have the evidence. That's the way I play that.
That's true.
I'll simply say, no, we worked it around, but we don't have the evidence. That's the way to play a firm line. That's true. We did it. Got to bed. Yes, this was that. That's the line I told everybody around here. I said, now look, if anybody could ask about the infection, the whole answer is yes, we did an investigation. We had a lot of charges, a lot of innuendos, inferences, and so forth. We gave tests, but we just couldn't get the evidence. So as far as we're concerned, the part of the omen move, people that were under any kind of suspicion. Well, that's not true. There's a game plan on that.
It's fine. You have to stick with it.
Good.
It comes out.
Good. On this one, the day that if you would get that.
We'll get moving. I'll make it.
You would cover it, right? You would cover Schlesinger.
That's
right. Cover Pearson. I think Henry Allen. For his own, just so he knows. He can put out some fires over there and he can just say, look, this. How would you approach him, for example? What would you do?
Peterson has never seen the papers to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah. Well,
I would give him a general description of what was in
it. I would go over to Schlesinger and I just go over to the general description.
Well, I would give him a general description
of what was in the Dean papers. And apparently they thought they have something, but they don't have anything because here's what happened. If you do it that
yes,
way,
sir. Lay it out.
Schlesinger, I would say the same thing. That this
now, Schlesinger knows what's in the Dean papers.
What?
Schlesinger. this from being published. So that there'll be a clear understanding there are serious national security implications to the release of this item.
Not well. Stuart Simon will never play that game while they try to keep it being published. You know, we want
to. I doubt it very seriously.
What?
I doubt very seriously that he will assist in preventing their disclosure. Mr. President, they do, in fact, have a serious impact on national security.
I know they have our governments.
And I think on behalf of the people with responsibility in this area,